Politics for the Age of Globalization.
Let's start with the politics. Politics for sustainable globalization must consist of two things. One is a picture of the world, so people understand where they are, and the other is a set of integrationist social safety net policies for dealing with this world. You need a picture of the world because no policy is sustainable without a public that broadly understands why it is necessary and sees the world the way you do. I've always believed that Bill Clinton defeated both George Bush and Bob Dole because a majority of American voters intuitively sensed that they were in a new era and that Clinton grasped this as well and had some credible ideas of how to deal with it, while Dole and Bush didn't get it at all. Unfortunately, once in office, Clinton never fully developed that intuitive sense and made it explicit, with a real picture of the world that he needed to repeat over and over again. It started from his first week on the job when he defined America's central problem as affordable health care, not sustainable globalization. What should Mr. Clinton have said at his first inaugural? Something like this: "My fellow Americans, my tenure as your president is coinciding with the end of the Cold War system and the rise of globalization. Globalization is to the 1990s and the next millennium what the Cold War was to the 1950s through the 1980s. If the Cold War system was built around the threat and challenge of the Soviet Union, which was dividing the world, the globalization system is built around the threat and challenge of rapid technological change and economic integration that are uniting the world. But as it unites the world, globalization is also transforming everyone's workplace, job, market, and community, rapidly destroying old jobs and harvesting new ones, rapidly eliminating old lifestyles and producing new ones, rapidly eliminating old markets and creating new ones, rapidly destroying old industries and inventing new ones. Foreign trade, which represented just 13% of our gross domestic product in 1970, is now up to nearly 30% of American GDP and rising. Technological change is now so fast that American computer companies manufacture three different models of each computer every year.